In this case, the administrative costs citywide, including enforcement, are expected to be substantial, and it is not known whether the new revenue, as budgeted in the first year, would offset those costs. As staff is able to acquire more information on this topic, we will have a more specific fiscal impact analysis.
Thank you, Jason. At this point, as we conclude in the next few slides, we just wanted to talk a little bit about the sanctioned versus unsanctioned businesses. Based on our prior experiences, we've had a lot of experience in Long Beach. We know that the existence of these sanctioned businesses, the compassionate use businesses, are going to lead to the existence of unsanctioned businesses, and we know that. In Los Angeles, it's estimated that the unsanctioned businesses outnumber the sanctioned businesses by a margin of 7-1. In addition to that, we all know that there's a tremendous amount of staff time and resources devoted to the regulation of unsanctioned businesses to managing the effects of their existence. So we've just gone through basically 28 slides of processes, planning commission work, city council work on the regulation, and we certainly know that any sanctioned business is going to meet all these standards to the best of their ability and our ability to regulate them, but most of the businesses that will be unsanctioned probably are not going to be held to the standards that we're looking at right now as we go forward and regulate them and try to enforce that. We want to also point out that we will shut these businesses down. However, the unsanctioned businesses and removing them is not an easy task. It may take many months, and I think we're all recognizing that from our past experiences with unsanctioned businesses throughout the nine districts of how long it takes to eliminate a unsanctioned business utilizing the resources of the city attorney, the city prosecutor, the police department, the finance department, business licenses, sometimes the DA as well, but it's kind of a chore. So with that, I'm now going to turn it over to our chief of police, Robert Luna, to talk a little bit about the impacts from unsanctioned businesses.
Thank you, Mr. West. Mr. Mayor, members of the city council, the police department's primary concern is ensuring public safety for all who live, work, and visit Long Beach. We have learned a lot from our medical marijuana experiences here and from other cities. I want to stress something that was an important lesson learned. We know that sanctioned dispensaries will bring unsanctioned dispensaries. These all create a negative impact on our neighborhoods and pose a challenge for public safety in our city. Many city departments struggled to address these challenges with our current staffing levels. We need to ensure that if the city sanctions dispensaries in the future, that all affected departments have the appropriate resources. It took a lot of time, effort, and teamwork for city departments to eliminate dispensaries in Long Beach. This slide shows a few examples of this team effort. The city attorney responded to 34 lawsuits, 18 which are still active. The city attorney also held 23 administrative hearings. The city attorney has dealt with more than 150 discrete medical marijuana issues, advice matters. The city prosecutor filed approximately 180 criminal cases. The police department served 142 search warrants and made over 600 arrests. The fire department inspected and red tagged 7 buildings used for illegal grow operations. Business license issued 4,307 administrative citations, totaling approximately $3.3 million in fines and penalties, most of which were uncollected. Along the way, there have been many complaints from the community and the city council. Many people expressed frustration at what they believe to be a slow or inadequate response by the police department. I really don't want that to happen again.